got to be honest with you. I hate talking over this.
You shouldn't talk over this. This should not be talked over.
The legendary B.B. King is the focus of a new book by his lovely daughter, Shirley King, who joins us today. Shirley, how are you?
I am so blessed. I'm blessed.
We are blessed to have you up here. We appreciate it. The book is called Love is King. B.B. King's daughter fights to preserve her father's legacy. It's available all over the place. You can get it on Amazon. And this is the story of a guy who grew up on a cotton plantation. I had told Bill, and correct me if I'm wrong, that B.B. stood for Blues Boy.
Yes.
That's correct.
That's correct.
It was Beale Street Blues Boy originally?
It used to be.
All right.
Yeah.
So he is working at a cotton plantation, making no money.
Well, a little bit.
Was it good for back then or not really?
About as fair as you could get for back then.
Because when we think cotton plantation, we don't think, oh, I bet he was rolling in cash.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
far
no.
From it.
Oh, no. He didn't even, he wasn't even rolling in cash when he was famous, because one time I needed some gym shoes for school and he couldn't even afford to buy the gym shoes, and he was famous with no money. So there is a such thing. That's something you all didn't know, so that's a secret. So
how is that possible? Because he's known the world over for his talent. How could he still be hurting for cash and be that well respected and famous?
Well, at first, you know, blues was famous with Afro-American people, but it wasn't always a big payoff in that.
Yeah.
In fact, since I've had my book out, it pushed me to read more about my father, because just because I'm his daughter and supposed to know everything, mm-hmm. I don't. And I was reading in a book, and his last book, he did the same thing I did. He had a person around that was an author and just spoke his heart out, just talked about being B.B. King. And that book is called Blues All Around Me. And he talked about personal things. He even went a little sexual.
Did he? Oh, yeah, he did.
He let his heart out. And I found out that my father stayed famous a long time compared to making money, because those were the days that promoters would make the money and run out the back door and everything. So
the artist never really got paid.
Right, right, right. And it just wasn't my father. There was a lot of great legendary artists that didn't get paid while he was famous.
Was it Chuck Berry who demanded he be paid up front on any show
in
he ever
cash.
Did?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I heard that Chuck didn't play and people knew that. But my father was such a humble, quiet guy. You know, you did something to him, he just kind of swept it up on the rug. He didn't make a big boohoo about something that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And that's why I think in the end he was so well blessed. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you think back about this wonderful blues musician, a great voice, 1960, Sweet 16 came out, Rock Me Baby, 1964. So throughout the 60s, and it amazes me, as Bill pointed out, that you have someone who's famous, who's even legendary back then and not raking in the cash, but it's like blues started out with singing from your heart and singing your feelings, where the pay wasn't what it was going for.
It's a little bit like that today, because his daughter have been doing somewhat of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get paid for being B.B. King's daughter. I made myself approachable, so people use me like they would anybody else. And the fact is that some of the legendary people live with a great famous name, but all those people that made that name, they were the ones raking in the money, and they're the ones still able to live off it, because if you don't get your business in order, your family don't benefit from you being famous. So, you know, it's another book on the way about that one.
Oh,
too.
Is it? Good.
Oh, I'm working on that
Good.
One, okay.
But
Good.
Speaking of having the name, you know, Shirley King, B.B. King's daughter, you didn't want to ride on his coattails. Did you want to make it on your own?
Oh, I would have rode on that if he ever let me.
He was the one who wouldn't let
me. He wouldn't let me, okay? Like, my dad used to always say to me, and sometimes it would hurt, because we would have all these different artists that had been opening an act or whatever, and they would always throw it in my face like, you know, yeah, I was B.B. King opening act, and it would hurt. So I would go and talk to my dad about it, and he said, well, honey, first of all, get a real manager, because a real manager get those people on my show. I don't okay people to be on my show, number one. Number two, what are you crying about? At the end of the night, do they get B.B. King's money? Do they come? Can they come to his hotel and get money that they don't have? He said, they might not even got paid for being opening act. He said, so don't get wrapped up in that. Actually work harder to make your name mean something in this business. Don't even just be B.B. King's daughter. Be Shirley King, B.B. King's daughter. Because when you have a legacy, you have something to live on. And if you're just riding on my legacy, one day I'm not going to be here. And it made sense then. It didn't at first because...
And you were mad at him, I bet, kind of, too.
Oh, no. I learned not to be mad at him. Made that mistake once, okay?
Don't do it.
Yo.
No.
You, who I'm going to talk to? You get mad at B.B. King, and you try to discuss that with somebody, watch them turn on you.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, no. Did it one time and found out it wasn't cool. So I would pout within. But, you know, a lot of things now, every day I'm saying stuff like, oh, my God, my dad said this. Oh, my God, my dad. You know, it's just, you know, as you tell your kids something when they growing up and they want to fight back with you on, you don't know what you're talking about. And you be saying, okay, one day. So actually, every day, I see what my father meant. And to be doing what I'm doing now is the greatest thing that he could have ever told me, because now I get a chance to say, I'm Shirley King, B.B. King's daughter, not B.B. King's daughter. What's her name?
Right. Yeah. Shirley King.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a blues singer yourself. You play the guitar, songwriter, record producer.
No.
You don't do any of that?
No, I don't play no Lucille. Why should I with all these big, with these big old hips, I shake a mean hip. I let B.B. King play Lucille. What would have happened if I had went on the road with him? We both sitting there playing guitar.
I guess.
Oh, no.
But you're singing. You're performing.
I'm singing and throwing a big hip. Okay.
That's a good direction. That's the right place to be doing.
See, B.B.'s sitting playing Lucille and singing, and Shirley's singing and shaking.
Yeah.
That's a real show.
That's a show.
That's a show.
A little bit of something for everybody.
Can we talk about your dancing days?
Oh, boy, that's where it all came from.
That is.
Yeah, it is.
Shirley King, the body queen.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look out now. I'm called Shirley King, the body queen now. A couple extra pounds, and I'm body queen. But actually, what happened is that when I left California, I got tired of babysitting. My dad had three sisters, three stepsisters, and of course, two of the sisters were always racing, having kids together. So I was the babysitter for everybody.
Sure.
I couldn't take it anymore. So I left and went to Arkansas and found out my boyfriend was living here in Chicago, and I came to Chicago. And he married my girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
What's wrong with guys?
You should
be singing the blues.
Yes.
That's when I realized, but I didn't have enough sense to know it was time to sing the blues. So I went out, and because of going to school for dancing, acting, and singing, and all that good stuff in school, I took the route of dancing because I wasn't ready to be an artist yet. I had kids, and I didn't want to do to my kids what my father had done by not being able to spend time with me.
He was busy.
Yeah. And so dancing was where I could keep my kids around and go out. And I was blessed in that, too, because I didn't dance in, like, really clubs. I only worked for shows. So I was a show dancer. And I performed for all type of social clubs, big events. And I got so well known. I had 3 and 4, maybe 5 shows a night. And it got so good. I had to hire people to dance like me so I could make money with everybody. And it was a good life. And I got a chance to be on stage with really famous people. I tell people the story about being one of Purvis Band. They used to call him Purvis Band, the blues man.
Yeah.
Anybody in the blues had to go through Purvis Band, okay? And I grew up around watching all these famous people that was like just everyday people to me. Joe Simon, Lil Milton. I mean, all these people came through Span, and one of his acts, Tyrone Davis, was like his big guy, right? And his little opening act was Michael Jackson and his brothers, and I was with my cousin, the Pink Pussycats. That's what they would call us. And he created the kind of show that I grew up watching, because I didn't go and watch somebody just playing all guitar and everything.
It was a show.
Yeah. The dancers, the comedians, and oh, my God.
Like a variety show.
Yeah, yeah. So Purpose Band thing was sort of like that. You can imagine Tyrone Davis being the big star and the Jacksons being the opening act. But, oh, my God, look what we had to open the act and then the Pink Pussycats.
Yeah. That's yeah. a show. That's yeah. a full show.
Yeah, yeah. So I was living a good time dancing, and I didn't have to compete for the name. You know,
right.
nobody cared about me being B.B. King's daughter
right.
as a dancer. The pressure really got on me once I switched over to singing because
yeah.
not too many people want to respect that.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Your dad, when it came to, in terms of family, you have a large family, but it's half brothers and half sisters, right?
Oh, my God.
Are there 15 or 16 of you?
Okay, right now, I don't know what it is because I haven't had any connection to anybody since my father passed
yeah.
because I do not like the way people kind of like jumped out for his stuff and went media crazy trying to be 15-minute famous. And
everybody came out of the woodwork.
Yeah,
like Wendy for a while was claiming to be B.B.
No,
King's
but
daughter.
The,
Shut and up. We know that's not true.
But you
she
know,
do favor
I, a little bit, yeah.
The whole caregiver issue was something you were not behind. Let your dad die in peace.
It was ugly. I stayed out of it. I'm still staying out of it. And that, for that purpose, I don't know what's happening in the case, the lawsuit and all that. And as I was telling Kevin on the way up, you know, it's been so hurtful because my father left things behind that he wanted his kids to enjoy.
Yeah.
And if you come out and you disrespect what you know your parent, just because you figure they gone, mm-hmm. you know they wouldn't like. I don't think my father is going to bless that. And I think the reason my blessing have came a little bit easier, because I told everybody, if you want a good story, please get me on an interview. Mm-hmm. But if you want to bring some dirt in to make a big story,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a part
good.
Of it. So we were offered a reality show, and I was like, no, thank you, because it would turn ugly for you all.
Yeah, you don't want that.
They don't want it. I mean,
it wouldn't look good.
You don't want, yeah, because I'll be worse than Red Fox or somebody. Okay?
Really? Yeah, that's serious. Blues music is steeped in a certain desperation and sadness. If you're a blues musician and you're having a great day, do you say to yourself, I can't do the blues, I'm in a great mood? How do you pull that off if things are going well for you?
Who is that? who is that? You know, when my boyfriend married my girlfriend and I got hooked on that hoochie coochie woman, I made him come to the show and cry.
Really?
No. I do not like doing anything that make anybody cry.
Yeah.
I'm this lively person that love to inspire happiness. I want people to laugh, and I'll tell people, whatever I have to do to be entertaining,
yeah.
I'll do that. So when I do a sad song, I still turn it around
yeah.
because nobody wants to come out to see you to be depressed.
Right.
That's just not what the blues is, and that's how some people try to make it. And I just
don't see it that way.
No, sir.
And that is how it started. I mean, but then look at your dad when he started playing with Eric Clapton and U2
mm-hmm.
and the Stones. It was happy. It wasn't the sad stuff.
Well, if people do a little research on my father, even when he would sing a ballad, it would still make you feel good. You would not sit there and cry and be depressed because he's singing When I First Met You, You Was Only 16, or How Blue Can You Get? I
mm-hmm.
mean, those are exciting songs, even with the meaning not being that great. Nobody loves me but my mother, but she could be jiving too. So there's a punchline,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you feeling sorry for the guy because you knew he grew up without a mother. You
right.
knew his mother. But he's saying, listen to me. I'm singing about my mother, but I'm going to put a little happiness or punchline here, and she might be jiving too.
Yeah.
You know, so he wasn't making fun of his mother's love.
Right.
He was just trying to let people know, I'm trying to not trying to bring you down with my blues.
That's so.
I want you to be happy.
Oh, yeah. Your dad referred to his guitar as Lucille. Now, there's a television show on now called The Walking Dead.
I was just going to ask her that.
And there's a man on the show who's a very bad man, and he has a baseball bat, and he inflicts injuries and harm on people, and he calls that bat Lucille. Were you aware of this prior to this?
You know what? I watched that, and I never even thought about
that.
Get
right?
out of here.
Yeah?
That's the first thing we discussed, because it's obviously a tribute, but yet a weird one.
It's a strange tribute to your dad,
I never...
Never made the connection.
No.
Oh.
And I watch it. Oh. He is like quite like
Negan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
a bad,
he's a bad
dude.
Man. He's a bad man.
Shut yes. your mouth.
I'm talking about Negan.
The book is called Love is King. She's Shirley King. She's awesome. I need to thank Brandon Herman, who worked at WLTL Radio, who interviewed you last year on his show. My son, Michael McInerney, was there and just kept saying, Mom, you got to have Shirley on the show. Mom, you got to have Shirley on the show. So your book is Love is King. B.B. King's daughter fights to preserve her father's legacy. It's on Amazon. It's anywhere. At bookstores?
It is now at Barnes & Noble's, and I will be seeking out some of the Barnes & Noble's to get them to let me come in, and if people
do a book signing.
Just to do a book signing.
Let us know when that happens.
Well, I'm trying to make that happen.
All right. Yeah. And your website for people to follow?
My website is www.daughterofthebluesblues.com.
And do you have a Facebook page as well?
Oh, yeah, I have a lively Facebook page. Every Friday night I do Facebook Live, and I have a nice follower. It is the most wonderful thing I could do sitting at home in my bedroom.
Oh, perfect.
Is it something different for you to see that high school kid Brandon Herman and my son Michael be into the blues and into your dad and into you? Isn't that kind of a strange twist?
No, it's not, because let me tell you what I have always believed and done. If I run into young people, they just feel this like, you know, they figure if they could get to me, they could get to B.B. King. Don't let it be a young guitarist. So along the way from Urban Gateway Day, it started when I was going into the schools. Urban Gateway had me for about 3 years, and I went in so many schools here in the city of Chicago. And everywhere I would go, the kids would come there and visualize, and maybe B.B. King would show up. So that's how they would get the kids to come to the assembly. And once they come to the assembly and I make the music really fun, they'd be trying to sneak back in for the second assembly. And the teachers and the schools were just amazed, because they said, we used to couldn't get these kids to come in when we said we was going to have blues. Mm-hmm. That's what I knew. So I didn't go in there trying to be somebody in a nightclub, because when you're in a club, people are drinking, everything sound good.
Yeah.
But when you're having fun, kids relate to that. So every time I mixed up with, say, I had summer programs, I always pulled along a young guitarist or something. I've had about 5 different young groups that went and made a little name for themselves. And so when I start coming to the radio station, I just start admiring this young man, because as young as he was, I thought he was very good. And I told him, I said, one day when you're in your 20s, you're going to be scary. You know, I recognize young talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, because once upon a time, I was young and talented.
Sure.
But it wasn't anybody around to recognize me, including my daddy. When I started singing, my dad go, I didn't know you could sing, huh?
Really?
Excuse me, Daddy? Wow. You know, but he didn't, because he wasn't around.
Yeah.
But if he had went to any of my schools, he would have found that out, because every school I went to, I got snatched in on leads and plays and stuff, and the kids hated me. They, you know, but my personality, my stage presence, all that worked for me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Keep us posted when you do a book signing, and we'll let people know. It was a pleasure to meet you. Your dad just made it look so effortless when he leaned on that stool and just played the guitar and sang the blues.
Yes.
Amazing man B.B. King was.
And I sit on the stage 64 years dingling my legs watching that. So I know how to do what I'm doing pretty well.
And if we want to find out where you're playing next, where are you playing next?
The next show I'll be doing is in Portugal. I don't get a chance
Portugal.
To play around.
Portugal, Wendy.
Yeah,
Wendy and I are coming out.
Okay, good. I don't play in Chicago that much, because everybody needs to be B.B. King famous, so it doesn't bring room for me to come in there. But the people over in Europe, they are so, like, still hurting behind my dad, so they can't get him. They get the little daughter. That's all right.
Love the little daughter, Shirley King.
Thank you, Shirley.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
We'll take a quick break, and then Judy's in with the news. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.